This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. The Midwest Horseshoeing School, located in Divernon, strives to be a premier leader in equine hoof care. I spoke with Diego Almeida of the Midwest Horseshoeing School for some background on the school as well as winter hoof care tips.
Well, Midwest Horseshoeing School has been around since 1964, and we just strive to produce good farriers, good horseshoers, you know, so we can provide good horse care to our clients. And we have different programs. Our programs go from 2 weeks to 20 weeks, which is our longest program. And we focus on teaching everything that goes from anatomy, biomechanics, to forging, and shoemaking, and a little bit of horsemanship and all of that.
So you guys learn how to form your own shoes as well as other hoof care needs?
Yes, ma'am. Most of the shoes that we use, we hand make them out of flat bar stock.
Wow, that's quite interesting. I'm sure that takes a lot of practice to get down making the shoes just right.
Yes, it is. It's a lifetime trade, you know. We cannot teach everything in 10 weeks, but we try to teach as much as we can. Our program is a pretty tough program because our classes start from 8 o'clock in the morning, and we don't have time to finish. We only get done whenever the last horse gets shod. And then the students have to work, they have to do their homework. So our shop is open 24/7, so they're always either shoeing horses or making horseshoes.
And what would you say is probably one of the most difficult topics to cover for the horseshoeing school?
I think it's the anatomy part, because the skill will come with time, you know. And the more you practice, the better you get at making horseshoes. But the bookwork, I think, in my opinion, that's what the students struggle the most. Because we are a trade school, and then we get students from completely different backgrounds. We have students that come with a college background. We have students that, you know, barely finished high school. So we have to play, you know, in the middle and try to make sure that everybody understands the anatomy, which, in my opinion, is the most important thing.
Very.
Without anatomy, you cannot shoe a horse properly. Without understanding how a horse functions, you know, there's no way you can do a good job.
Very true, very true. And since you are a horseshoeing school and you not only focus on shoes but also on hoof care, do you have any recommendations for those who own horses on how to properly take care of their horses' hooves in the winter months?
Yes, especially now, shoeing horses in the Midwest is very hard because, you know, the weather changes so much. Right now, it's probably the end of riding season, and it's time to get a little cold. We don't have a whole lot of ice on the ground yet, but if you're going to pull the shoes for the winter, the time is now, because the ground is not so hard, and it's going to give the horses some time to adjust, and I'll make sure they can go the winter without shoes, if that's what you decide to do. Some people, they like to keep shoes on in the winter time, you know, and if they decide to do that, you know, sometimes we use what we call a snow pad, just to keep the snow from packing them on the bottom of their horse's foot and create a snowball there. Well, probably, you know, the shoeing cycle is going to be a little bit longer now because they're not going to grow a whole lot of foot, you know, because they got to keep themselves warm so they don't grow as much foot as they do in the spring and the summer.
All right, very good. And you said that if they do keep the shoes on the horses, they want to put a little bit of a snow pad in there. So would the shoe be different itself, or is the snow pad just something you add in?
We add the snow pad to the shoe. You know, we shape the shoe just like we shape, you know, any other shoe. And we just add the snow pad. It's just like a rain pad with a little tubing around, you know, and just when the horse steps and kind of compresses the tubing and it pops the snow out. Just to help them out, you know. And depends, and also depends on when they're going to ride those horses. If they're going to trail ride them and it's real icy, you know, I don't think it hurts to put a little bit of traction device, some special nails, just some traction nails for safety.
And Diego, you said that you have different programs throughout the year. If someone is interested in learning more about the horseshoeing school and possibly signing up for a program, what do they need to know and how can they find that out?
Well, they can go to our website, you know, MidwestHorseshoeingSchool.com, or they can just give us a call here in the office, 217-697-4899. and we have different programs. Our programs, and some people that come here and they just want to learn how to train their own horses, and then we have like a 2 to 4 week program that we recommend for that situation. And people that really want to become horseshoers and do this for a living, you know, they can come for the 20-week program. Our next session starts on January 5th, so right now we're just getting everything ready for the next session. We still have a few spots left, but it's filling up pretty quick. Anybody just wants more information can just go on our website or just give us a call here.
Again, that was Diego Almeida of the Midwest Horseshoeing School. That's all for the Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.